Mình đi sớm
granddaughter's tea? Great granddaughter?
No, wait, let me go. No, great.
You got their kids?
My kids' daughter. Kids.
That's four things.
Oh.
Ah.
You see that front? That's it?
Yeah.
Her daughter's kids. Oh. I call them great.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Her mother died in March 8th. She had other great than me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they have 14 kids.
Your sister was So, from Koba, where did you go to? After 7 years.
No, so move back to Alakakatin. Start living in there again. And it was hard to make a living then. Or not enough fur, and the fur was not worth anything at all. And, a lot of time I get quite a few foxes sometime, but they were not worth anything. We use them for blankets. If you could use, they had no guard here on the foxes in some places. I don't know what caused that. I blame the poison might have something to do with it. Do you think a poison would affect their fur?
Poison what?
Yeah. I think that's what they had no guard hair on them. They had that warm fur on them, but it don't look very good. And can't sell it. You have to live, I have to live on caribou. And little fish, not many fish in those years either. I don't know what caused it. There were not many salmon, not too many white fish at that time. But they were terrible, not too far off, and we had to live on them. We had to make a lot of trips for something to eat. And in the summer I'm always on a boat and make a few dollars, just enough flour and sugar with little meat. What we get, that was all right.
Did they give you much pay on the boat?
No, I never got big money on the boat. I should have got a lot of money running a steamboat when I'm all alone sometime. No other pilot. They have to bring my food up to the pilot house. And with a little pay, some good one.
He was cheap, guy.
I don't know, maybe he didn't make much money either, but he was hauling freight for his stores. He had store of Wiseman, Alak, Battleson, Alak Hackett. Three stores, he got to supply them with his steamboat.
when you were working on the steamboat, sometimes there was only you and no other pilot?
Yeah.
Anybody else working on the
boat? Well, not all summer. Once I had to take the steamboat from Alakakit all the way up to Nenana. And I was all alone then.
No other passengers either?
No, we had people. We had one passenger, I guess.
How do you do that when you work alone?
We had a few deckhands.
But you don't get any sleep, do you?
Not much. Well, it was in the fall, you know, it gets dark and we had to tie up for the night because we have no light or anything. I don't know the river either, the Tanana River. I know the Kukuk River pretty well.
How long would it take you to get from off the creek up to Battleford?
Well, it depends on. I think it'll go right along, maybe 5 days. And the steamboat wasn't too powerful either. The one I worked on don't have too much power.
How long would it take somebody now with, say, a 20-horse kicker?
20-horse kicker? I don't know. Not too long. Maybe 2 or 3 days. Or maybe 4.
So, after you finished on the river for the summer, when would you finish working for the summer on the boat?
Yeah. Well, sometimes, one time I didn't come home until 1st of November. Wow. One time I left, was working on a gas boat, then later we had no more steamboat. And that old steamboat of ours, they had it in Nenana in a slough. And when the water dropped, there was a big stump down in the bottom of the slough, and the boat came down on that and sunk and never came up again.
What was the name of that boat?
Teddy Edge.
Yeah. I think I seen that there in Nenana.
Oh.
It's just a little bit above where the railroad bridge is.
Yeah, right above there someplace.
Yeah, I seen it, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they left it there for the. He didn't want to pay. Oh, I don't know how much for them people to pull it up. The first couple of times he had them pull it up, I don't know how much he paid for that.
Down
to Yeah.
So after that boat sank, is that when he bought the gas boat?
Yeah, we had gas boat. I wasn't working for Dubin anymore then.
You quit working for Dubin?
Yeah.
Did you ever work on the gas boat, on anybody's gas boat?
Yeah. I worked 2 or 3 years, I guess, for Wilfred Evans. He lives here. I worked on his boat a few summers.
Did you have to learn a lot of new things to work on a gas boat, or was it?
No, a pilot, you know, he has to know the river or which way to go, that's all, mostly.
Did you ever meet that guy in Koyukuk, they call Dominic?
Yep, I know him pretty well.
What kind of a guy is he?
He's a good guy, I think. He's one of the guys that have good memory. He runs the store there without a pencil. He got it all up in his head. He deals with them people, the Indians, credit, pay up. He got it all in his head. And he do good business.
What store?
He's an Italian.
What store did he have? What was the name of the store?
I don't know what they call that store. He had a store there at Koyukuk Station, they call it.
Do you remember any? Did you ever buy things in his store?
Huh?
Did you ever buy things in his store?
Oh, not much. We buy our supplies there sometime for the boat, some food and stuff.
People say he used to be kind of a funny guy. Knew it too. Oh, sometimes he'd charge him different things. And sometimes they'd fool him and play games on him.
I don't know. He don't cheat too much. I don't think he cheat too much. But he done good business. The people like him. They always buy from him anyway. So I think he's not bad.
Yeah. When you were working on those riverboats, you ever run into a storm? High wind?
Not much. Once in a while we get little waves on the Yukon River in the big long stretches. And I thought I was going to lose my barges one time trying to land at Koyukuk, come down from Koyukuk River and wanted to make it to Koyukuk and land there. So I kept it going and got into a wave then. I thought I was going to lose my barges. Took a chance, I guess.
No, they
held up and finally made a landing. That was good.
How about, did you ever run into the ice when you're trying to bring a load?
No, we don't travel too early in the spring. Ice don't bother us much. But in a gas boat, sometimes ice bother us. One time we had to turn back from Hoosler below Hog River. We had to turn back on account of ice there. A propeller shaft start freezing up and wouldn't turn very good. So we turned back and pull up the boat at Galena.
Oh, you went all the way back to Galena?
Yeah. It was warmer down that way, you know, and everything thawed out, we start moving.
How about in the fall time?
Well, we don't go too late in the fall because you can't do much if too much ice start flowing.
After after you quit working on the gas boat, you did that 2 or 3 years?
Yeah. I started working for some more gas boats over Fairbanks, down Peterson. He had 3 boats there, and started working for him for a couple of years, I guess. Yeah, I think 2 years or three, I forget.
So where were you taking those boats?
Down to Galena from Fairbanks. From Ninana to Galena. 1 year we haul fuel from Galena up to Fairbanks. Gasoline. I don't know. They don't use those gasoline down there because it's those gasoline and green stuff, green gasoline. It's 100 octane, I guess. No. It got gasoline.
What did they use that gasoline in?
I don't know. It's a green stuff. We had, I don't know, a lot of barge load from Galena to Fairbanks. It's hauling the wrong way, I think.
How much load did you put on your barges?
I don't remember how many. We had those big barges. I don't know how many the haul. It's not anywhere like the steamboat barges, but they were good-sized barges. Hauled quite a few drums, I guess. And start hauling lumber and stuff for Galena, that Air Force station there.
While you were working on the boats, where was Dora and the kids staying?
Well, she had to take care of the kids and the dogs at Alakaka. No fish to feed them. No fish. No fish on the river.
Well, what did she do?
I don't know. Fish? She feed them little.
What did you feed them?
Yeah. What? Dogs.
Chickens. So when you didn't have. When you didn't have fish, what did you feed them? So after summer, when you finished working on the boat, and you went, did you go back to Alakaket to Alatna then?
Yeah, have to. I got to try to take care of the family again, but come back from riverboat. I have to get a little wood supply. If I have enough for a week or so, I'd run off with a dog team and look for caribou or something. And most of the time get some caribou and bring it back and go out again. Have to keep moving them. We don't have no fish supply for the winter. We have to get our meat. It's only thing in the winter.
So would you spend the whole winter going out?
All winter long, yep. Because the meat don't last very long at home, especially if the dogs would eat most of it, and the kids would eat it. They can't stay very long, just stay long enough to get some wood for the home and leave.
You worked hard, didn't you?
Sometimes.
How old were you back?
Well, I was not too old, 40 some years. It was easy, as long as we could get some caribou and stuff, things, and try to do some trapping same time. You can't get very much of anything then.
Did you ever have anything to do with the army during World War II?
No, I was the first one. I was 1 year too young, I guess. And the second one, I was 1 or 2 years too old. So I didn't get a chance to get in the army.
What, did you ever have years that you didn't have good fishing and you had a hard time getting meat too?
Well, that particular time, my wife was taking care of the kids and the dog. There were hardly any fish at all in the river, very little. There were more white fish up a lot now, but they don't go up that way. And long before that, there used to be a lot of fish there right at Alatna and Alatna River. And those few years there were hardly any fish. So it was not easy.
And then was the hunting hard that year too?
They were caribou every year over, but sometimes we have to go about 50 miles to get them. Sometimes not too far. And by the time we take a load and haul them in 50 miles, that would be near half of it gone. The dogs would eat half of it and just enough for the kids to eat. Now they run off away again.
But how long would half the caribou last the family?
Not very long. A little longer than the Anaktuvuk people, but not too long.
How can it last longer than the
Anaktuvuk people? They could eat one caribou in a couple of days, I guess. Yeah. In a family, yeah.
When you went out hunting for caribou, at that time, did you go with other people too?
Yeah, that usually 4 or 5 teams, sometimes two teams.
And how would you hunt them?
Or just try to find them, and sometimes have to run after them, walk after them until they stop, and you might catch them.
So you just keep walking until they stop.
Yeah, they don't travel steady. They walk 2-3 miles sometimes. Top ones, I guess, and stop to eat or something. Sometimes you sneak up to them when they do that. close enough to shoot them.
Was it hard to learn how to sneak up on them?
No, oh well, it's not easy, but a person knows how to do it, get sneak close enough to shoot at them.
What's the longest you ever had to walk after them?
Oh, not too much, 5 or 6 miles, I guess, sometimes, once in a while.
And then you'd go back and get your dog team?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, usually the next day, I guess, always.
So when you'd go out, about 4 or 5 teams together, would you all get your own caribou, or would you split it up?
Well, yeah, when a lot of us, it sometimes is a little easier to catch them, and a lot easier on all of us. We have to divide the meat. So.
When there were times when you didn't have as much caribou, would you go out as many together or fewer people?
Yeah, sometimes not too many. I mean, right close. Sometimes we have to go 20 miles or 25 miles out from Alakaka to get caribou. That was close. One day trip, it a lot easier. Sometimes there's no caribou there, we have to go sometimes more than 50 miles to find some.
When you went on long trips, what kind of food did you take with you?
Food? Mm-hmm. Well, whatever we could have. Sometimes in our previous hunts, we'd leave a little out there and to fall on when we go out again.
So would you cook when you went out?
Yeah, what?
Would you stop and make camp and cook your food up when you went out?
Yeah.
On long trips?
Oh, not long trip. Sometimes it's not easy. We don't know whether we'll get a caribou or not. Sometimes, but we usually get some.
When you didn't get a caribou, what would you do for your dogs? How would you feed them?
Well, whatever. We always have little something to feed them. Not very much sometimes, but have to make it go some way until we could get some caribou. And mainly caribou that time.
What's the longest trip you ever went on, honey?
Oh, that's just about 60 miles. Yeah, about 60 miles, longest, I guess.
Was that a good trip?
Yeah, it's a good trip if you find some caribou. We usually find some in that long a trip.
Other things you went hunting for, did you hunt with other people too?
Yeah, well, sometimes 3 or 4 teams together. And you can't get them close enough. Once in a while, I'd be 3 or 4 teams get together and go further out to get to look for some.
So the teams, you'd go split up and look for them?
no split up. We just go together and yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you were, how long did you live in Allakaket altogether?
Well, I don't know. We lived there when we came over from Kubik in 1936. We stayed there until 50. I moved up here in 1951, and she moved up in 1952. So we lived there all our life in Allakaket.
Why did you decide to move up here in 1951?
Oh, I got a job, year-round job. So I moved up here. I thought I'd do better working year-round. Yeah, I could eat a little better. So that's why we moved up.
What kind of work were you doing year round?
I was working for Wing in odd job. I started building the lodge down here too.
That's when you were working for Wilfred Evans.
Yeah.
Were there many people in Dettles then?
No, not many people here.
What was happening in Dettles in 1951? What were people doing?
Nothing much. It's just they had wings put up their airplane up here at that time. Well, before 1951, I guess, and they put up a lodge for airplane business. And just enough to keep one airplane going that time, I guess.
Who decided that the planes would start coming up here?
Well, they had big field then already built. So the plane going to Barrow, they stopped here too, both ways.
So how is that working for Wilfred Evans?
Huh?
How is working for Wilfred Evans?
Well, It's all right. We don't make money, but just earn enough to get a little to eat. He was my brother-in-law one time, too. He was married to my sister.
And when once the lodge was built, did a lot more people start coming up?
No, nobody much, I guess. It's just that more planes going through, or that plane going to Barrow, they had those C-46s, then DC-3s first, and C-46s that take care of Point Barrow.
Did they make this a place where they would get fuel that time?
Yeah, they had fuel supply here. Not too much, but they keep some on hand all the time.
Mm-hmm. What kind of people would you see come through? What were they doing?
Oh, nothing. Just a lot of time we get a lot of hunters, trophy hunters.
Where were they coming from?
I don't know, different places outside, I guess. Mm-hmm. Most of them.
Did you talk to them very much?
Yeah, a little. Those are the guys that most of them, they shoot the meat and take the horn and sort of meet away, most of them.
What do you think of that when they were doing
that? No, I don't like that. That the game is, I think it's made for eating, for people to eat.
Do you think any of them ever learn that? Or they just go home?
Yeah, what?
Did they ever learn that the meat was for eating, or they just take the home?
Most of them threw the meat away. They don't want to pack it. A lot of them, some of them will bring all the meat home. They're good people, that kind.
Mm-hmm. Besides hunters, who else would come through? Was there anybody else besides hunters who came into Bettles?
Not too much. Some people go through here for Wiseman. There were a few people up Wiseman then.
What? Once you finished building the lodge, what were you doing with Wilfred?
Nothing. I worked for Wayne. Different odd jobs and labor, handling freight. And everything. People were working down Bornite, there had a lot of freight go through this way. We had to handle all of that. Sometimes there's a lot of freight for them.
So in 52, when Dora and your children moved up here, is this where you were living? This right here, this cabin?
No, we lived down below here, the little old place there. It wasn't a log cabin either.
What kind of house was it?
We stayed in tent the first year.
All through the winter too?
Yeah.
And how many kids?
Four or five, I forget how many.
Four or five kids.
Yeah.
Is that the wall tent? Yeah.
Huh?
You have a wall tent?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, that first winter, what was that like? Did it get real cold for the family?
Well, a little cold in the tent. But, have to keep fire going, I guess, sometimes.
Where is it?
It was not bad. Cool, a little cool.
And then from the tent, where did you move?
Well, we got we make a little house, this black board, what you call them.
Plywood?
No, it's a paper kind. We lived on that for a long time.
How did your family feel about moving up from Allakaket?
I don't know, maybe they like it up here too.
Have you ever, is there a place here called Cobucktown that they call in Bettles?
Well, I didn't know down old Bettles, they might have called that Cobucktown down lower end of the village there.
Did you ever stay there?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I think. I remember we stayed around there someplace.
Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of people there who stayed at Cobucktown?
No, not too many. Not too many people. Mm-hmm. There's no way to make a living. Mm-hmm.
What about when, so when you were here in the 50s, were there many people living in Bettles? About, do
no.
you know about how many?
No, there were just a few there. There was a store down there, and just a few people there. 2-3 houses, I guess, beside the store.
Just 2 or 3 houses. Do you remember who else was living in town?
There were Big Charlie and there were old Mary Smith, and because I can't remember, and Summer Hope. They moved down from Coldwood and lived there.
Is it Sam Hope?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not an old man, white man. And that's about all. And this David Kitchener lived there for a while. But they moved away and to work.
What were the people who were living here then, what were they doing? Were they hunting?
Nothing.
Did they work here?
Nothing. Nothing. There's no job, no place. They do a little hunting for meat. That's all.
How was the hunting around here in the 50s?
They were, not bad, they were. Moose were coming back then, you know, and quite a few moose around, and everybody get moose. We could live on moose if there's nothing else, you know, for a long time.
Do you know what happened to the moose before they started coming back? Why they went away? Where they went?
Well, I don't know. They haven't run away yet, but they're going to somehow, because, like I said, there wasn't one moose along this river when I was a kid. First moose track I seen was one summer up Alatna River. That was funny. I don't know what kind of animal it was. It was a full grown thing.
Can you go back and tell people what you saw? Are you afraid they won't believe?
Well, no, I know. They said it was a moose track, so they know what they're talking about. I never seen a moose before. And caribou, I never seen a caribou until, in 1922, I saw a caribou up Coolfoot, had a short fork. The first caribou I seen. And after that, 1924, a caribou came from south, down at Alakakat. This side Alakakat, they cross the river. A lot of them. Going through, it went right through. I don't know how far they went in the fall time.
What was that like to see all these caribou when you hadn't seen too many?
Well, at the time we start shooting them, we kill a lot of caribou, and enough for everybody. And they went through, there was nothing left behind. So, after that, they start living south of Alakakat, not too far out. We could catch them every year then over that way.
What did you think the first time you ever saw a moose? You saw moose tracks, but then what was that like the first time you saw a moose?
Well, I didn't. That time, the first time I just saw the trucks. Well, the next year, we went up a lot in the river again, and we happened to run into one moose. Dad got it, shot it, and first moose I seen. Forget what year that was.
What did you think when you saw it? Did it look pretty big to you? What did you think when you first saw it?
No, it was pretty big. It was not a big bull, but it looked pretty big to me. I never seen an animal that big before.
So when did you first shoot your own moose?
Oh, that's the time I start shooting my own meat then.
So